Watch Podcast.
I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that Dr. Elliot Dennis wrote for the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled National Changes in Intensity and Type of Antimicrobials Used for Metaphylaxis. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Dennis.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dr. Dennis, you were recently hired as the Extension Livestock Marketing Risk Management Specialist for the University of Nebraska. Before we talk about the article that you wrote for the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter, share with us some more about your background, your education, and your role now with Nebraska Extension.
Yeah, so prior to joining the University of Nebraska, I was involved in places in venture capital and with entrepreneurs, and that kind of led me to go get my master's degree at Utah State, working over there with Dylan Fates, and then got interested really in the feeder cattle market and kind of the basis and the dynamics around that, which ultimately led me to working at Kansas State, working with Dr. Schroeder over there. Was able to add a little bit of animal health and kind of understanding how price and animal health interact with each other. And both Nebraska natives, and so I was like, it'd be a great place to end up, and I'm glad the opportunity was provided for me to come here.
So we're sure excited to have you on board and looking forward to the work you're going to be doing and information you're going to be providing. Speaking of animal health and the importance of that, this is really the focus of the article that you wrote for the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter. And it's based off of some results that were released by the National Health Monitoring System in a report of May of this year that focused on antimicrobial use and stewardship. Share with us a little more about the report and what were the results from that, and what are some of the implications for producers in terms of what they can learn from it?
Yeah, so in 2011, the National Animal Health Monitoring survey conducted by the USDA really surveyed feedlots with 1,000 plus head capacity, wanted to really know about antimicrobial use, both intensity and also the type of antimicrobials used. One of those animal health practices that they were interested in was metaphylaxis, or administration of antimicrobials to at-risk feeder cattle upon arrival at the feedlots. They followed that up with their 2016 survey, and they did that because they wanted to see what was kind of the change before the veterinary feed directive, the VFD, and then in a couple of years, they'll be resurveying producers to see how has that VFD impacted some of that antimicrobial use. And so within this report, they have both the type or the number of operations that use a certain health practice, the type of antimicrobial used for this health practice. And so what I wanted to do in this report was to kind of summarize both of those reports in 2011 and 2016 and kind of demonstrate to both producers and also policymakers the good things that the producers are doing, both in Nebraska and in other states, and just kind of display how that those changes have happened over time.
So the article that you wrote is actually kind of a summary of a NEB guide that was published in July of this year. Share with us a little more about what were some of the trends and some of the things that occurred, differences that were being able to be observed from the survey data from 2011 and also from 2016.
Yeah, so two major things. When we're looking at any type of animal health practice, we really concentrated on two things. First is we want to know what's the broad use of this animal health practice. So in order to do that, we want to look at what are the number of operations that are using this health practice. So for metaphylaxis, in 2011, about 60% of all feedlots used this animal health practice. However, in 2016, that came down significantly to about 40%. On the other hand, we want to know, okay, because we know that a lot of these animals are raised in large operations, we want to know, well, what percentage cattle are managed with that type of animal health practice? And that came down from about 20% of cattle managed with that to about 17%. So over a five-year period, we can see that producers are finding ways to manage the health of their cattle prior to entering the feedlots so that they don't have to use metaphylaxis or as many antimicrobials to maintain the health and well-being of the cattle.
What are some other take-homes that producers might be interested in from this data?
Yeah, kind of two things. Producers are looking at the type of antimicrobials used. A lot of pressure is coming from both policymakers and private companies surrounding the type of antimicrobial. So it's not so much as the animal health practice that they're interested in, but the antimicrobials that are specifically used. So the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization has a list called medically important antimicrobials. And so when policymakers or private companies are encouraging producers to use less or use antimicrobials in a different way, really what they're getting at is, let's try to move away from antimicrobials that are used both in human health and in animal health. So some of those things, that's one of the most important one is an antimicrobial that's used called ceftiofur. And so we can observe, for instance, ceftiofur use in 2011 and 2016 and see how that's changed. So just as an example, about 40% of all feedlots used ceftiofur in 2011. Well, in 2016, that came down substantially to about 8%. And the number of cattle managed with ceftiofur changed from about 13% to about 1%. So I think it's great that cattle producers are understanding, okay, we want to manage cattle in the best way possible. We recognize that we're going to incur morbidity and mortality. So let's find alternatives to kind of meet policymakers in the middle. And so a lot of cattle producers have moved away from ceftiofur, but they've gone into other antimicrobials such as 2-O-Thromycin, also commonly known as Draxin. About 45% of feedlots use that in 2011, but about 18% use that in 2016, and the number of cattle managed all with Draxin significantly decreased also.
Anything else you'd like to highlight, Dr. Dennis, as we point towards wrapping this up?
Yeah, I would just like to point that these movements are, I think, a positive change for the industry, that as we find ways to manage the health and vitality of the cattle that we're bringing into the feedlots, really point out that we can highlight this as an industry, saying that the industry is making those steady improvements, that steady progress, that we're managing both the health and well-being of cattle, but also that as more antimicrobials become available for producers, just finding ways where we can feel like those are profit maximizing for us. And as we do so, we'll be able to continue to further demonstrate to policymakers, to private industry, and ultimately to consumers who purchase the meat products, that cattle producers are using antimicrobials in the best way. And not only are we using it in the best way, we're using it the most appropriate antimicrobials to prevent potential impacts of antimicrobial resistance.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Dr. Dennis.
Appreciate it, Aaron.
For more information on the article that's discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it in the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter. The title of the article, again, is National Changes in Intensity and Type of Antimicrobials Used for Metaphylaxis. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Dennis, he's based in the Ag Economics Department at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.